since you're a gunman, you're a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, no doubt.
Yes, I am.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment. In the discussion of that today, weapons out there, the AR-15s, where do you come into discussion about all that?
I don't believe they should have a fully automatic weapon, period. There's no need for it. I have an AR-15.
Why?
Well, I have a heavy barrel one. My goal when shooting some of these guns was to try to get all the bullets into one hole at 100 yards. I never got there, but that was my stride. When I was going to the range to shoot, I always try to sight my rifles in so I can hit the bullseye.
Yeah.
So a heavy barrel gun, the barrel's a little bit more stable than on the regular one.
Okay.
That's about all. I just like to shoot, and I like to load. I reload. I don't use factory ammunition. I buy bullets, and I buy the powder, and I've got a bench, and I can reload, and I do it.
All right.
And I'll just always strive to try different powders or try different weights of bullets to see if they're any more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And when I worked at the sheriff's office, I loaded guns for the SWAT team so they go out and shoot and practice. But they always use factory bullets in their work.
They didn't have to use Bob's powder, did they?
No. No, well, I wouldn't want to be accused of loading something that didn't go off.
That's true. So as you look in your life, what would be the happiest times, do you think, of your lives?
I think when I'm with that young lady over there.
Yes, a happy time.
That's my happiest
time. It's been
time.
A good 64 years.
64
years. A wonderful
years
64 been, years.
Isn't that great?
And all the time I was gone, it was always on my mind. And so, we spent a lot of time apart. We don't now.
But the fact that you knew she was taking care of the family and the house.
Yeah.
And I never worried about him. I just knew he'd be all right. Maybe so that's where my religion comes in, you know.
And what is your religion?
I'm Catholic.
How did your religion come in through this?
I meant like when he went to Vietnam, I didn't worry about him. The good Lord would take good care of him. And
right.
He did.
Yeah.
No matter where he went. That's like when you asked me about his motorcycle. The only thing I said was, wear a helmet. Be sure you wear a helmet. Because I knew that he'd be taken care of.
Right. Did you send letters home?
Oh, yes. I'm also a ham radio operator. So when we were out on the station, I called home.
Okay.
So we also sent tapes.
So you could do other than writing.
Yeah.
Do you still have the letters?
No.
You know, when you move so much, things go.
Right.
Still have my ham radio.
You know, a lot of people may not realize this, how ham radios today are used in time of crisis and natural disasters. Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
The ham radio operators were called in when all communication was down in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm only checking in on Sunday mornings to a group. It's called the Quarter Century Wireless Association, and I just check in there. I'm not very active.
But isn't it nice for you to know that a ham radio, to this day, communication in Puerto Rico is still working?
Yep. I talked in the middle of the Pacific to her.
What was your handle? What is it today?
My call sign is WA6LZN.
Okay.
That's a California call. That's where I got it.
All right. Did you put that on a license plate, I suppose?
I have one in there, but it's not on the car.
You think your life has been different from what you might have imagined?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I never thought we'd leave Michigan, you know. When we were growing up and that, you know. At that time, people did not travel like what they do now.
Right.
Later on, they did. But if they traveled, they would have cabins or something on the lakes. When you see wooden cabins or log cabins, that's what everybody in Michigan has along the lakes there. When we were young, you would go up north or on a lake, one of the big Great Lakes. That was where you went. Maybe you'd go as far as Ohio one time for dinner, but there wasn't the travel then. So this was a different life than what.
So it did turn out much different for both of you.
Yeah.
It sure did. Anything that you could say you're most proud of?
that we're still together with all of that after 64 years. Yeah.
You certainly value that, don't you?
Yes. Yes. She's my buddy.
We're very good friends.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Not everybody can say that or have it as many years as you have. Yeah.
Especially with some of the different things,
right.
You know.
And today you're 85 and...
83.
And 83. So we can expect another 20 years.
Yeah. You can expect what you want.
Right. How about the young generations that listen to our conversation? Any advice to younger generations that may be listening to this?
Oh, I think sometimes they expect too much out of life. You know, I hear people say, oh, we've made a commitment. One of my pet peeves is this word commitment. And they think it all has to be love and have everything. And to me, that's so wrong. That's why you hear of so many people splitting up and divorcing. They don't want to take the bad with the good. They want everything to be good. And I would advise them to slow down.
Bob?
Enjoy life while you have it. Find a good friend and keep them.
Find a good friend and marry him, right?
That's good, too. Marry him is also. She's my best friend.
Right. Do you think the generation after World War II really was the greatest generation?
Well, I don't know after World War II or after the Great Depression. You know, like Bob's family, most of them were born right after the Depression, or some even in, and they managed to sustain and get ahead. I admire them. And then through the war, where families, we were split up for a year, but some of them went 4 and 5 years and what they went through and came back to and did things on their own. They didn't have to have people feeling sorry for them all the time. Where now, you know, I think that was the greater. Of course, I can't say anything previous to that because I wasn't around.
Right. But you do think it was a.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Any regrets?
Yeah, we didn't move from Oklahoma.
Diane, here you're an Oklahoman. And life has been good for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I won't say anything more. I just don't care for the climate.
Right. How would you like to be remembered, Bob?
Just for what I am. Just an average American man who served his country and his community and happy to be here.
And a good father and husband.
How would you like to be remembered, Diane?
The same way. Just, you know, that I served my country by being married to him through all those times. And we raised 5 beautiful, wonderful children.
Yeah.
And pay our taxes and obey the law. And just, as Bob says, average Americans, you know.